It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. California lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown have banned cities and counties from enacting new taxes on soda products. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, they rushed through a bill Thursday to meet the deadline for proponents of November ballot initiatives to withdraw their measures.
In exchange for this new law, the soda industry and a California business group are rescinding an initiative from the November ballot. It would have raised the voter threshold to approve general-purpose local sales tax increases and extensions from a majority to two-thirds. Many Democrats, including Senator Scott Wiener, could hardly restrain their fury.
This industry is aiming basically a nuclear weapon at government in California and saying, if you don't do what we want, we're going to pull the trigger and you are not going to be able to fund basic government services.
Republicans snapped back. Here's Assemblyman Matthew Harper.
I'll find it comical that trying to avoid being overtaxed is considered a shakedown by some members of this legislature, but that's just the general nature of this population that's seated within this body.
The local soda tax ban sunsets in 12 years. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, we now know Californians will vote in November on whether the state should move towards stopping the twice-yearly process of changing our clocks. Capital Public Radio's Drew Sansor has the story.
A bill signed by Governor Jerry Brown yesterday will put a measure on the November ballot asking residents whether they want to abolish the 1949 voter-approved Daylight Saving Time Act. Democratic Assemblyman Canson Chu authored the bill and says falling back and springing forward is outdated and a health risk. Passage by voters wouldn't immediately stop the time switching. Instead, lawmakers would decide how the state's time would be set, and that time would need congressional approval. Chu wants to see year-round daylight saving time. Governor Brown issued a signing statement with the Latin message, Fiat Lux, which means, let there be light. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sansor.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.